This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. Let's open our Bibles this morning to Hebrews chapter 12. We're talking about running the race, looking unto Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. They're referring to this cloud of witnesses, all those great men and women of faith mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11. They apparently laid aside the sin and the weights, and they ran the faith race that was set before them. The race that you're called to run is a faith race. Having begun by faith, we're to finish by faith. You came into the Christian life by faith. It's a faith life. The just, those that are born again and justified, shall live by faith, not just begin by faith. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Then 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 says, therefore, laying aside all malice, all guile, hypocrisy, envy, and evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word. You have to be in the Word of God. If indeed you've tasted that the Lord is gracious. Jump down to verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness and into His marvelous light. We're to walk in His marvelous light. Who were once not a people, but now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. Having your conduct, some translations say good, others honest, others honorable, among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your own good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. For to this you were called. People want to know what they're called to. They're called to live a good, honest, and honorable life. Because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in His steps, who committed no sin, nor was guile found in His mouth. What's guile? Trickery, deceit. It's the word where we get, you know, a duck hunter has a decoy. That's what this word means, a decoy. In other words, a politician. They say one thing and oftentimes mean another. Who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. So we're told to look unto Jesus. We're told to follow His example. And He gives us all kinds of things here. We're to follow the example of laying aside malice. We're to desire the example of, as newborn babes, desiring the sincere milk. We're to follow the example of abstaining from fleshly lusts. We're to follow His example of an honorable life. We're to follow His example in suffering. And what kind of suffering? Suffering against sin. As it says, who committed no sin. We're to
follow his example in committing ourselves to God. Now, we clearly see here that we are told to follow Jesus. And yet, you know, there are people who tell us that Jesus was not a man. Now, if Jesus was not a man, then it would be impossible for us to follow him. Amen? If he wasn't a man on earth, then he became a man when he went to heaven, because the Bible says there's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. The Bible tells us that he's our high priest, and it says a high priest is taken from among men. So he didn't become a man when he went to heaven. He became a man when he was born on this earth. He always existed. But the Bible says he laid aside his great power and he became a man. And it said he had to become a man like us in all things. One of the doctrines that says that he was not a man, I heard this one Christmas. There was a person on the radio in one of these where they talk to each other shows, Christian show, and they said, well, could Jesus have sinned? Well, we just read, it said, you haven't strived unto blood like Jesus did, resisting against sin. The Bible says he was tempted in all points like us, but did not sin. If he could not sin, he could not be tempted. I've never been tempted to fly. Amen? So Jesus could sin. He didn't sin. So for someone to say he could not sin really implies then that we can't follow his example. If he couldn't sin, he didn't leave us any example. I just read last week where a man said, I read it on the internet, but I've heard this man on the radio say similar things. He said it should be clear to everyone who saw Jesus that this was not a man, because no man could do what he did. Well, that's half right. He never claimed to do it. In fact, he always said, I don't do it. It's the Father that does the work. He never claimed to do it. Never once. Neither did Paul when Paul did things. Paul said, it's not I. Peter said, it wasn't I. But they did the same things Jesus did. But he said, it ought to be clear that no man could do what he did. So he couldn't have been a man. Now you see, again, that denies what Jesus said. Jesus said, he that believes in me, the works that I do shall he do also. But we have to follow his example to get to where he was. We don't start out there. We have to do things like he did them, the way he did them, with the power from on high that he did them. Jesus had to become a man to pay for our sins. It's a great error to teach that Jesus was not a man. It's really a license to sin. It's what it is. It's a big, fat excuse. But the Bible clearly teaches that he was the seed of woman. He over and over again called himself the Son of Man, the Son of Man, the Son of Man, the Son of Man. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9, I'm going somewhere with this. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9 says, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him of whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. You know, the Bible says that he learned obedience from the things that he suffered. Said he was made perfect. Well, if he was not a man, then he was already perfect. Verse 14 of Hebrews chapter 2 says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also likewise took part of the same, that he through death might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 6, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him. He was highly exalted because of what he did, not because of who he was. Jesus wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He's born with straw in his mouth. The Bible says in Hebrews 2:17, wherefore in all things, how many all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest. Verse 16 said, for he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. So he became a man. He emptied himself. He emptied himself of being like God. He came to this earth as a man. He never did any miracles until he was 30 years old, until he was filled with the Holy Ghost. And he said, it's not I that do the works, it's the Father that does the works, the Holy Spirit that does the works. Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. In other words, he didn't have it until God gave it to him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. If he was not a man, if he was only God, then he'd have already had the Holy Ghost and power. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him, not because he was God. Amen? Jesus left us an example of what someone who was 100% sold out to God could do. Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today. Let me invite you to healing school. If you don't need healing today, then you need to know how to stay healed. You need to know how to stay healthy. We just had a woman from our church testify on Sunday that she had been scheduled first part of the year for hip replacement surgery. She went to the classes on what to expect, and she felt in her spirit that she should trust God to heal her. And she began to do what she's been taught to do, and she testified Sunday that she has thrown away her cane. She no longer needs it, and she's pain-free. She's healed. That is available to everyone who will believe. So please come Thursday nights at 7 p.m. at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. You will not be disappointed. We have a website, rockpowerchurch.com. You can also email us from that website. We're located at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. I hope to see you soon.